Day Street Books and Harper Audio present The Kick-Ass Book of Cobra Kai, an official behind-the-scenes companion by Rachel Burchie. Read by Brittany Presley, Jeff Garner, James Bowie, Fred Berman, Dan Bittner, Ryan Nishi, Grace Capeless, and Jesse Valinsky. Introduction. Cobra Kai never dies. For kids growing up in the 1980s, The Karate Kid was more than a movie. The 1984 film and its two sequels were hallmarks of a generation. They introduced phrases like wax on, wax off, and sweep the leg, established you're the best around as the seminal movie montage anthem, created the prototype for the classic 80s bully in Johnny Lawrence, much more on this to come, and cemented the ideals of wisdom and mentorship in the beloved Mr. Miyagi. The trilogy was not only a pop culture classic, but a box office success. Collectively, the first three films of the Miyagi-verse grossed more than $300 million worldwide. They also spawned a 1994 installment, The Next Karate Kid, starring Hilary Swank, and a 2010 remake, also called The Karate Kid, starring Jaden Smith. In the decades since, its legacy has only grown. The internet hosts endless tributes and parodies, and parents, who were kids when the original movie came out, now share it with their own children. It has somehow become fodder for nostalgic humor while remaining one of Hollywood's most sincere coming-of-age stories. Like most great art and entertainment, that is no accident. Cobra Kai creators and executive producers Josh Heald, John Hurwitz, and Hayden Schlossberg were 7 years old when The Karate Kid hit theaters in 1984. Heald and Hurwitz saw it on the big screen, Schlossberg on VHS not long after. By the time the three became friends, Hurwitz and Schlossberg met at Randolph High School in New Jersey. Heald, also a Jersey native, met Hurwitz when they were classmates at University of Pennsylvania. They'd each spent years with the films. These were movies that we watched over and over again throughout our childhoods and our teenage years, and we constantly found new things to love about them, Hurwitz says. By early college, we were obsessed with the Cobra Kai side of the story. We all loved the underdog story of Daniel, and we loved the connection with Mr. Miyagi. But when you've seen it a zillion times and you're a huge comedy fan, you start to realize how hilarious it is that there was basically a karate gang terrorizing a high school. It was very different than the typical high school football player bully you usually see. Schlossberg notes that once he gained perspective on what high school was really like, his childhood take on the movie shifted. There are different approaches to The Karate Kid at different phases of your life, he says. There's the initial one when you're a kid and you're connecting to the underdog story, and you get caught up in the emotion of it all. But then there's the post-high school years, when you're looking back and seeing it for the way it maybe didn't capture reality, at least the reality of how we lived our high school existences. The fact that the movie had bullies riding around on motorcycles with multicolored jackets, unleashing karate on the new kid, there was something about it that was kind of fun and funny in a heightened way. The trio developed an appreciation for William Zabka, who seemed to be the go-to actor for high school villain roles in the 80s, not just in the Karate Kid films, but also in 1985's Just One of the Guys, National Lampoon's European Vacation, and the 1986 Rodney Dangerfield hit Back to School. Says Hurwitz, "We kind of leaned into the comedy of how ridiculous it was that William Zabka was playing this asshole in a bunch of movies. So much so that when I was in college and I learned how to make web pages, I had one dedicated to the New York Mets, one dedicated to a group of my high school friends, and one dedicated to William Zabka as 80s asshole. The fan page featured images, quotes, and tongue-in-cheek descriptions of each of the actors' bad boy roles." But it wasn't until all three friends had graduated from college and moved to Hollywood to write screenplays.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?